What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. You already know this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Happy Kwanzaa
to you all. So all my red, black, and green people, my people that represent their people, my people that's not afraid of their culture, to represent their culture, to take back their culture, to take back our history. Let's represent for those people. Merry Christmas to my people out there that believe in those pagan holidays. I ain't knocking you. You'll come to the light one day. So shout out to you as well. Hope you had a merry, merry Christmas. A lot of people did. A lot of people had really good Christmases. So, I'm not hating on how you go about your beliefs. I just want you to have some knowledge of who you are as a black or brown or beige African person in this world, on this earth, within this universe. So I will ask that you guys do not just wrap your lives around the one day that's given to you to celebrate. I ask that you do pay attention to the 7 days that was given to us for us to regain the principles in our culture and how we should be embracing those principles, those 7 day principles. I really enjoy celebrating and giving knowledge and putting knowledge into my children for 7 days versus me giving them, a fairy tale story for one day. But it is what it is. Today is Umoja, which means unity. And this episode won't be too long. And I'm actually going to do an episode every day of Kwanzaa just to drop some knowledge and just to speak on each principle and what it means to me and what I think it should mean to, my people. So again, it's the unity, and that we need to be talking about the unity between a black woman and a black man so we can rebuild and reconstruct our communities and our families and our culture and things like that of that sort. So check that out. Make sure you look up all the principles of Kwanzaa and kind of just, meditate with the principles and put them into your life and put them into your mind and put them into your heart so you can live by these principles every single day. Again, today is Umoja, the first day of Kwanzaa, and it's about unity between the families and the communities. So you have to ask yourself, are you practicing this principle every day of your life? Or are you even trying to invest into your communities or into your family? What are you doing that's benefiting your people? So I'm going to leave that with y'all today. Thank you to all my supporters, all my listeners. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me at lady_